The landscape is covered with routes, trackways, paths, many of which have been in continuous use for centuries. They all go somewhere. They join up, link, connect place to place, purpose to purpose. Some, though, are mysterious. They're both real and not real, permanent and shifting, of this world, yet not of it. Is it because I love unfinished things that I think of the Iron Age trackway in County Longford, built, according to Barry Raftree, who excavated it, in 148 BC? A road made of oak planks laid on birch runners that needed 200 to 300 mature oak trees to construct it, running across the bog for about a kilometre. We don't know who crossed it or why the road seems to have been abandoned at a certain point. It might have been part of a pilgrim route, but we don't know what the object of pilgrimage was. We do know that King Uchi set Midir the task of building exactly such a trackway in the wooing of Aton. It's now felt these paths weren't ways through the bog, but ways into it, ways into rituals we can only guess at. They weren't built to last. The wetland would soon have covered them. Such huge, heroic, even frightening effort. Such lost journeys. This unfinished, provisional, magical causeway persists in the imagination. Maybe precisely because it seems to have been designed there in the first place, to begin and end in the imagination, crossed by travellers shrouded in mist, surrounded by dark, dank pools of water. And because the lure of the unknown is always so much greater than the insistent beacons of the known.